Dearest friends, members of the Boundless Library, have you ever taken out a library book from the Boundless Library and thought to yourself, this is far too embarrassing for me to read out in public? Well, have no fear any longer, my friends, for I have a way of you concealing what you may be imbibing through your eyeballs. Dare I call them eye testicles? I don't know. Face testicles? I don't know. Listen, if you think that part's embarrassing, this next part's going to get really good, because you have stumbled upon yet another installment, my friends, of Euphemism Theatre. Good morning, and welcome to another installment of Euphemism Theatre. This week we shall be discovering what the internet has to offer when it comes to fake book covers. Because sometimes the books you are reading are boring, smutty, or just you need a good damn laugh. And here I am to assist you in the discovery of new and interesting possibilities for book covers. Hello, my dearest ones, and welcome to another lovely installment of Euphemism Theatre, where I, Nick the Forgebear, lead you through some of the oddities of the internet, written or, well, usually written, because if I were to do, like, video reviews here and you didn't see me and didn't see the video, then that wouldn't be very helpful. This is a journey of the mind, but also a journey for your wallet, because I'm going to be telling you about some of the best fake book covers that are available online so that you can utilize them to cover up the books that you are currently reading so that anyone around you sees the cover doesn't know what the hell is going on. It is quite amusing. So, every single one of these, I have three websites that sell these, and each one of the links will be included underneath this post of Euphemism Theatre. So I hope you will be able to follow along, because, as I have been told, the visuals are quite amazing. I haven't looked at any of them, but I am quite interested to see what I am about to undertake. All three of these were sent to me by a friend. Via email, I was told that I could not look before opening the links, and here we go. Oh, and we are off to the races. The first book is So I Fell Asleep While Jacking It. Big deal. I'm a cop. I do whatever I want. By Linda Bread, author of Tough One to Tie Down. Oh, my God. The Dick Ripper. By Tony Priff. And I said, wrestle me nude if you're a man. Oh, my God. The Astounding Semi-Transparent Fart Machine. But why? It says, look, can you see it? By Hugh G. Rectin. Oh my God. Nancy Drew Mysteries. Oh God. Nancy Drew Mysteries. The Statue That Talked Mad Shit. The Hardy Boys in the Case of the Racially Insensitive Voyeur. Why does Donald Trump keep following us? Fuck me, that's some spicy food, woman. The person on the cover is on fire. Oh, God. I was never going to make it through these. My mother is such a bitch making me do this. No pocket money or TV until it's all done, you selfish little shit. Oh my God. Did you poop in my hat? Holy shit, we're high as fuck. This was a shit idea. Look at all this dry shit. I'm gonna die hard. Oh my God. I've got ADHD, or am I just a little bastard? Oh my God. Daddy is unemployed again. Oh, Jesus. The Lady Bird Book of Menage a Trois. Peter's got the vodka. John's got the cigarettes. And we all kind of want Janet's, know what Janet's going to get. Penguin Books, I know I am wasting my life, but I'm not sure how to stop. The Hardy Boys were fucked. It's just a plane crashing into the ground. Fuck off with that recorder by Richard Cooper. It's a kid. Oh, man. Kid looks like Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted. With a recorder and a man is running away. Paddington got tanked. Good one. Who was the creepy dude in the circle? Suddenly this creepy circle dude is totally freaking me out. Oh my God. It's a woman alive and breathing. We're in luck tonight. Oh, if she can cook and clean the tent a bit. My underwear needs a wash as well. It's two people pulling her. Oh, wait, it's a Hardy Boys novel. Oh, man, that's awful. Oh, God. The Hardy Boys, issue number 199. The Hardy Boys lose their shit. There's a bunch of, like, eldritch gods, and they're tied to chairs. Well, after you pulled a woman out of a lake and expected her to wash your underwear, yeah, you deserve that shit. All right, moving on. The Little Train That Didn't Give a Rat's Ass by Richard Nixon. Shit by Linda Guttridge. Just shit. Nancy Drew Mysteries. Is that creepy old guy still behind us? Hateful thoughts for happy occasions. Here's your fucking stone asshole. A novel that looks like one of those old-timey, an old-timey Bible painting, like two guys in just like full dresses. There's a donkey and one guy's pointing off in the distance and the title is just fuck off. Lost at the fair. It's a bunch of mice children talking to a constable. The Ghost at Skeleton Rock. Okay. The Quest for a Face and Dick. It's a very muscular man without a face or anything. Hey, Ken. Oh, wait, what is this? Helpless teenagers caught in a whirlpool of selflessness they could never escape. Too much Morrissey by Robert Smith. Oh my God, join our suicide cult. Oh my God. Keep it coming, Bentley. It's bloody freezing in here. Rich bastard. There's a guy in the water and a butler pouring a teapot into the ocean off of a yacht. There's a book that just says dinosaurs. I mean, I would put that on any book I was reading and just tote it around. It should say motherfucking dinosaurs. That would be even better. Here's a kid staring at a globe and it says, I'm too high to give a fuck about this shitty planet. Never go with strange children. There are two kids very questionably dressed and both of them look creepy as fuck. Oh, man. Far off in the distance is where you should fuck off. Make shit for Nike. It's two children. Oh, that's awful. I found it on Etsy. It's a dude looking like a classic Satan with a skull that has a candle in it. The case of the overcomplicated bong. It's Nancy Drew again, and she's playing bagpipes. For fuck's sake, don't wash my windows. There's a werewolf pressed up against the windows of what looks like some kind of ship. We stared at what Mother gave us. It looked bad, even by her standards. I hope no one smells it. Oh, fuck. Let's shit in the woods. Kiss my ass tree. Wait until he starts fucking the computer. There's two kids out in the hallway. One of them's quieting down. The other is a guy standing next to a computer. And Tyrone finds corn in his shit. A Dr. Seuss book. Oh my god, Cooking to Kill. It's totally fucking fucked mate big time. A ladybug book. Oh my god, oh my god, Hardy Boys, fucking Run the Sun Exploded. Oh my god, Minnie Mac Peters writes, is it in yet? Oh my god. Oh man, leave this dungeon for I must shit. I can't even see, okay. Oh, man. There's a cover. There's a werewolf. He looks very uncomfortable, right? He's, like, raging, and it's called... Klaus Niels Ska writes, Werewolf Stepping on a Lego. How to raise your IQ by eating gifted children. Oh, my God. Where the hell is my underwear? This city is infested with miserable cunts. Dr. J. Swift, eating children, population control, and the food crisis. Oh my god. Oh my god. The Magnus Chord Organ Big Book of Easy Funeral Hits. Unsolicited bullshit. Nancy Drew in the case of COVID-19. It's a giant COVID cell floating down a hallway. Games you can play with your pussy. Mars is stupid. Fucked that up. It's a spaceship flying away from a planet that's exploding. Jogging with Jesus by C.S. Lovett. If taking a shit hurts, what to do? There's a picture of a squatting monster and it's screaming. Oh my god, let's disinfect the fuck out of everything. Show your ass who's boss. Drain cleaner helps us see camels. What the fuck? Hardy Boys, The Secret of the Old Mill. Oh, that is the creepiest cover of a Pinocchio book ever. See, you know, they worry that we have a hard sense of humor. Some of the shit that came out in the 40s and 50s, man, and got printed is creepy as fuck. That bitch is sure well trained. Dude! Peter Patton, the policeman. Oh, no. Shit happens. Learn to get over it. Fuck leg day. It's a guy in a giant leg robot. The Lady Bird Book of Family Life. Grandma has... Oh, my God. Grandma has become a lesbian. There's a woman in bed grabbing the leg of a maid. It's not great. How to talk to your cat about gun safety. Solid liquid or gas, which will come out of my ass. Oh shit, fucking big ass cobras. Oh goddamn, I'm fucking sick of Florida. Oh my god, I'm gonna fall apart here. Hardy Boys, The Secret of the Old MILF. Didn't you already? Okay, normalizing your mother's panic behavior. She's panning on the washing machine in blood. What is this shit pile far away as possible from all the fucked up twattery? Oh my God, Grandpa and Daddy took Mommy's friend fishing. Oh no. Oh my God. Oh, old pinup cover. I had the most glorious bowel movement. She's just brushing her hair away and like looking fabulous. It's by Goliath Dumper. Save us, son. If I die, I go to hell. Okay. Smiling at some stupid business bastards. Can you still breathe, Grandma? It's two kids around a steamer trunk. Oh my God. Colin Cucumber and Patrick Pear. Oh man. Sins on wheels, looking at shit. The only thing I pounded harder than these keys was your dad's ass. Oh my God. Taking magic mushrooms for the first time. Two kids with a bowl of something. Lassie ate the Cub Scouts. It's Lassie with a Cub Scout hat in its mouth. Oh, the white dress. I wonder what up the bum means. Woman on the cover's like, motherfucking mom. Quentin Tarantino's Bambi. So your son is a centaur coping with your child's confusing life choices by Dr. Pinder Chips. What? Oh my goodness. Reverend Eugene, poems about sluts. If they're in alphabetical order, you find me half the way through the book. Okay, moving on. Oh my God. Oh my God. Do I have a story for you guys? Okay. Incurable romantic seeks dirty flirty or daddy puts the neighbor's children on the compost heap. You only need one. Explaining to your child. What is this? Oh my God. The print is so small. Why you sold his kidney on the black market? Bear fighter. I need this cover. This needs a shirtless bear cover. No. Oh, it's a cover of the shirtless bear fighter. Oh, which is a comic book series, which, I have a funny story about because, a bunch of my, oh man, no. Okay. Well, I got half the way down that page. I will include it in the links. Shirtless Bear Fighter is actually a comic book series that made a bunch of, anyway. All right, fake book titles extravaganza. Oh boy, here we go. Oh God, he's about to make a boner joke, isn't he? It's two people standing in front of a skeleton. Oh my God. Nancy Campbell wants to be a nurse, but first she'll have to crush the patriarchy. Work it, girl. We'll help if we can. And then Flying Rats Attack by Mary Stoles. Oh my God. One of us farted. Oh man. I dated a shitty artist. by Winifred B. Wise. Fuck You Apple Maps by Rosemary Wells. It's two kids in like tennis gear standing on a bunch of rocks on the ocean. what's the quote at the bottom? She was going to win the tournament. Now she's stuck on some fucking rocky beach somewhere. Philip K. Dick. Fuck your WPS. I have a wolf. A motherfucking wolf. But her emails by Andre Norton. Oh my God. I fought snakes while pantless. I'm deleting Tinder. It's the Nancy Drew COVID-19 cover from before. fuck, it's cold. Oh man. Okay. welcome to sci-fi back in the day. Apparently wearing just, you know, pasties and a thong and some boots were okay in space, so long as you had the giant glass fishbowl helmet. Oh my God. We saw mom and dad having sex. Say not all men one more fucking time. Yeah, no, I get that. I feel that cover. She Had Enough of His Bullshit by Ed Lacy. Andre Norton writes, fuck that star in particular. Wait, why are we standing here? It's a bunch of people standing in a line as there's a battle between jets and flying saucers. Perry Rodan. Nobody could figure out the assembly instructions. Would they ever go to space? We bought our spaceship from IKEA. Lester Del Rey. It was the first evidence of an advanced alien civilization, but everyone was a little afraid of meeting the owner, the giant space dildo. Oh my god, these are great. Madeline Leneg. Penguins told me to fuck off. Oh man. Well, today did not go at all how I expected. There's a giant rabbit chasing a naked woman through the woods. L. Ron Hubbard writes, thank you for flying Delta. It's a picture of a guy punching another person out of a plane. For the 100th time, I'm not the proctologist. Oh, God, this hurts. Mom grounded me, so I put a death curse on her. Oh, shit, He Has a Knife by Jack Vance. Welcome to Mars, fuckhead. You gotta see these covers, guys. I saw... Oh, man. From now on, humans eat the kibble. There are some weird-ass felines in this image. Dance off for this planet, chicken man. He thinks we're taking him for sex by Paul Anderson. It's a bunch of women. One guy's tied up. Warm up the wood chipper. It says in quotations at the bottom. Oh, man. The news killed my husband. It's coming after us next. There's a bunch of newspapers over a dead guy. This cover is just called Da Fuck? Oh, man. How to get ahead in the world. It's a guy running through the street with a head. Okay. Welcome to the Ivanka Trump organization. Oh, my God. How are your sewing skills? Oh, that's why it's a bunch of little children and somebody pointing a gun at them. Okay, cool. The Mick Jagger clones didn't turn out well. Dig up Keith Richards again. Oh, the invaders listen to Nickelback. There's a guy on the ground with his ears covered. Oh, my God. Oh, looks like he's in pain. Get up. I'm not done kicking the shit out of you yet. Fuck yeah, it's Friday. And that's why Ray is a Mary Sue. No. Yup, this is totally a mansplaining cover. If I smile and agree, maybe he'll fuck off, it says in the caption. I majored in calendar. a chicken ate Dave's foot. Destroy him, Mr. Mittens. There's a guy riding on a giant cat. Open the spacecraft, I got a poo. Donna Parker, cultural appropriator. She's sitting on a beach with a lei and a pineapple. Oh, God. Did you know that aloha means hello and goodbye? It says underneath. Oh, my God. $50, I can bean him off the bleachers. Oh, man. Let's play 19th century archaeology. Oh, shit, Jesus is back. They're looking at somebody running on water. When I logged into Facebook, it's just a giant eye and people running away from it. Amy Winehouse turned me into a goat man. the future the liberals want. What's up? What's that girl? Timmy fell into a gravitational well. There's a dog on the moon in a bubble helmet. Yeah, the dog will be fine. Oh, man. Okay. This was, and I recognize this book. You know those storybooks, those kids' storybooks with the golden spine? This was a cover of a Frosty the Snowman book, but it's been edited. It just says Your Fucking Nightmare. And honestly, I remember this book at my grandmother's house, and yes, it was a nightmare. How King George's mercenaries stole Christmas. I was a teenage Trump imposter by Jane Pitt. Yeah, I couldn't tell the difference between the two of you. No, I don't think it's radioactive. Why do you ask? Oh my god. The space hipster axe massacre. You gotta see the hair on this guy. No Deal Brexit by Drew Middleton. Wait, why are we doing this again? Ben Bova's space masterpiece. Om nom 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 nom. Oh my god. Mystery of the dead cultural stereotype. Build us a dam, bitches. It's a giant beaver lording over people. Ha ha ha, you farted. Fuck you, Sky. A guy's pointing a gun at space, I guess. Fritz is a Mortal Classic. Touche, 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 touche. It's a guy with a sword fighting an octopus who also has swords. Oh my god, it hurts my face. Oh, am I going to be able to get through the last one? I hope so. All right. Purchasable covers. Women who drink too much. Oh my god. Understanding Women. A guide for men who are having trouble seeing women as people and not as alien sex dispensers. Besides, it's pretty. Oh my god. Shit dogs probably say. Celebrate your canine listening skills with this funny book cover about dogs. Perfect for dog lovers or people who just hate cats. Kiss my ass. How to make the rest of your life the best of your life. The tripping point. How a little acid can make a big difference by Glauca Madwell. Now some of you will get that joke. Oh my god. Bondage Made Easy. 101 things you wish you could try tonight if you weren't single. Oh, ouch. Shut up, I'm reading my favorite book. How to Shame Your Husband Because He Probably Deserves It by Georgia Franklin. Yeah, it probably does. The Six Obsessions of Highly Depressed People. The life-changing magic of not giving a fuck. Anal bleaching. That's just the title. Oh my god, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Clitoris. Connect the dots for adults. Oh, Getting Away with Murder. A beginner's guide to making killer look... to making killer looking dinners. Everything I wanted to know about Cox. It's got a rooster on the cover. Booby Trap. That's the title. That's the cover. That's it. Oh my god. This one's printed upside down. How to Look Sophisticated by Reading a Book. Well, actually, Mansplaining Guide for Women. Who the fuck sharted? Oh my god. Is that it? Oh, that's it. I have survived. Wait, no. Still stripping after 25 years. Everything I know about women I learned from my tractor. Anybody can be cool, but awesome takes practice. Oh my god, all of those were glorious. Oh, And my face hurts and my stomach hurts. And my nose is runny. Okay, that's an interesting addition. But you know what? Hopefully you guys have had a laugh with me. Like I said, I will include the links at the very bottom so you can reference all of the nonsense that I just threw in your general direction and know that I wasn't making it up. Okay. All right. And with that comes the conclusion of another lovely installment of Euphemism Theater. I've had fun. Hopefully you've had fun. If for no other reason than dealing with the fact that I'm a lunatic that does this stuff for you. Because genuinely, I just want to make you laugh. And there is nothing fake about that. Oh, look, I worked it back around. Fake book covers not being fake. See how I did that? Yeah. Yeah, you should be impressed. Because I'm mansplaining. There's a guide if you don't understand it. What? Till next time.